This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With gas prices near $2 a gallon, mass transit companies and agencies are starting to worry that riders will drift away. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, prices at the pump might not be the deciding factor when it comes to choosing car versus bus or train.
Use of public transit in the U.S. is at levels not seen since the 1950s. High gas prices are part of that growth, and now that costs are falling, some cities fear a drop-off in ridership. So far, that has not been the case in Chicago, at least. Brian Steele is a spokesman for the Chicago Transit Authority.
In the 2 months that fuel prices have been well below $3, we have not seen any significant shifts on either the rail side or the bus side.
Steele points out that gas is just one cost associated with driving a car.
Parking costs, insurance costs, maintenance costs.
But has transit use really gone up anyway? When you consider population growth, Ray Mundy says no.
Think of it in terms of inflation. As mass transit ridership in terms of a percentage increase each year kept up with inflation? No, hasn't come close to it.
Mundy is a transportation researcher at the University of Missouri. Despite increases in ridership, he says transit still only accounts for 5% of trips in metro areas. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.